Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be speaking about love yourself by seeing yourself for real. This can be a touchy topic because so many people are so into pretending to be something they're not, be it living in those fancy houses that maybe they can't really afford, using fancy cars they can't afford to buy, wearing designer label clothing and maybe those fancy handbags. You know what I'm talking about here. It's the materialist way of living, which isn't at all how one truly identifies with who one is when they're being real. Maybe you've had interactions with people who maybe share your same interest. Or maybe you talked about something that was going on in the news. And kind of realize that this person is not sharing who they are, really. There's no personal information given at all. And you kind of feel like you're not being trusted by this person, or maybe you might feel there's some walls being put up between you and that person, and it's not a very good feeling, is it? Most times, this is happening because that person might have some secrets that they're withholding from you. They don't really like who they are, so they put out other things instead. And what you have to understand is that you can't create true, deep, meaningful relationships without transparency. Now, this is the thing. I don't know of any human being who gets through their time here on Earth without some challenges. Those challenges could be bankruptcies, it could be abortions, it could be miscarriages, it could be dealing with a mental illness, it could be dealing with abuse issues, it could be hiding the fact that they're sick with cancer or something else that might be debilitating. And what happens is that people go into this place of shame and guilt around these issues. And what that breeds is isolation and feeling all alone in the world without much guidance and no support. Because if you're not going to be honest with the things that you're going through that are trials, then how can anyone be there to help support you, validate you, care about you? And likewise, if you're unwilling to care about yourself enough to be open about what has happened by first getting real with yourself about what you need to do to turn it around, and then being open about what you've learned in your process, how are you ever going to create deep, meaningful relationships with anybody? I can't tell you the number of clients I've had who had such high defenses put up that their biggest problem on this planet was that they felt all alone in this world because they didn't have any emotions. Because when they went out there in the world when they were younger, they got hurt in some fashion or form. And they never ever processed it. So I'm here to tell you, you need to process these things emotionally. With a counselor or a hypnotist, I don't care. You need to deal with this stuff so that you can be real with yourself and move on with your life. And in so doing, you're going to open up yourself to some amazingly positive and helpful relationships in your world. I can tell you that my friends, they know all the times I screwed up in my life. They really do. I'm really honest about it. In a lot of cases, I've been able to help out people who had to go through these things after I did. Because just because someone's not going through something now, doesn't mean that they won't be going through it later. Years ago, when my ex and I bought real estate at the height of the real estate market in 1987, we went bankrupt. We didn't really know what we were doing with real estate in the first place, even though I did take some sales courses on it. We had bought in an area we didn't really understand. That was my fault. And we had to go bankrupt. It was as simple as that. And then years later, one of my friends of that time asked me what needed to be done in order to file herself for bankruptcy with all her debt. And then in another area with my manic depression. Man, I can't tell you how many people don't understand mental illness, even in this day and age when people are talking about it all over the place. Back in the day, there was like one book out about it. Now there's a lot of books out about it, and people are doing movies about these things, and people are coming clean about the depression. Movies are made about schizophrenia, and so these things are getting out there more in the world, which is a really, really good thing. But in my day, back in 1989, 1990, when I was diagnosed, very few people were talking about it, and I had this feeling that I needed to help destigmatize this stuff, because if the people who are afflicted with these mental illnesses do not talk about it, how can we ever get people without it to better understand what we're going through and be more validating and supportive of us? I can remember years ago, I was at a meeting and there was this older woman who had a granddaughter who she loved very much, but the granddaughter was pushing buttons and pushing boundaries, and just really difficult at times. And so we had these conversations where I explained to her how to create healthier boundaries so that she could keep her granddaughter in her life without being triggered all the time by her. She found that to be amazingly helpful. There was another young man who I met at the Whirlpool of My Health Club who was really upset because he thought that the psychiatrist of his best friend killed his best friend with antidepressants. Truth be known, psychiatrists usually will give a week's worth of medication to begin with, have the patient come in, and then give them another couple weeks worth until they're titrated up to treatment level to prevent these sorts of things from happening. But truth be known, if a person has it in their mind that they're going to get out of their emotional or physical pain by committing suicide, there's very little that anyone outside them can do about it. Their mind's made up. So blaming others for another person's behavior is really not an appropriate thing to do. So what I want you to understand is that many, many people deal with these issues all the time. And of course, there's a lot of support groups now for people to be with others who have been through similar things. The truth of the matter is that until you really, truly deal with these issues in your life, clear them out, so you know that you're healed and through it, it's going to be really hard to have real, true, meaningful relationships with other people. Because what you're really doing is putting on an act, pretending to be one thing when in reality you feel this other way. And I know from working with clients for like 20 plus years now, between the hypnotism and my work in mental health, that when these defenses are put up to this degree where one can't be true to who they are, hiding behind these walls of defense, they feel so alone. They feel so divorce from anything that would constitute a true relationship with anybody on any level, really. And it's not because people don't care about them. It's because people cannot relate to people who are unable to empathize with others because those defenses are so high. I mean, really, if you are unwilling to deal with your own emotions, where is the empathy going to come from to be able to relate to another person's hard times? It can't be there. And to be a true friend, one needs to be there, not just during the good times and the playtime, but during the hard times. To validate feelings, to give advice if it's asked for, and only if it's asked for. To vent. Maybe to help work through some stuff. That's what a loving relationship is all about. And it's also about leaving a person alone, if that's what they say they need. Because sometimes when people go through a really hard time, they need space. So if they say they just need to be on their own, take them at their word and let them be on their own. But you can check in with them and see how they're doing. You're saying, no, I'm just checking in with you to see how you're doing. I'm kind of concerned. And if you want to talk about it, I'm here. If you're not ready to, that's fine. Just let them know you're available. But the only way you can really do that is if you're at peace with who you are and what's going on in your world. Now, I'm not saying that everything has to be perfect in your world by any sense of the imagination, because I don't know too many people who are having perfect lives. What I am saying is that if you're feeling emotionally stable, well, step in and be a really good friend to your friend. Be a partner to your partner. Because that is what love is truly all about. It's loving yourself by being real and by being present and helpful to those who love you in return. I would also like you to know that if you are having some of these emotional types of issues, this is my specialization in my hypnosis practice. We can set up some time for you to have a half an hour free consultation to see what we can do to help you out. You can feel free to give me a call on my business line, which is also a cell phone, which only I answer, so it's all confidential, at 781-315-1719. As always, I would love to thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.